Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, How Do I Turn a Lecture into an Innovation Experience? Let's dive in. What if the moment you say, today's lecture covers, your students mentally check out? Here's the challenge we're facing. Traditional lectures create passive consumers, not active innovators. But here's what I've discovered through years of research and classroom practice. Three simple shifts can transform any lecture into an innovation lab where students become problem solvers and creative thinkers. First, start with questions, not answers. Innovation begins with curiosity, not conclusions. Instead of saying, today we'll learn about photosynthesis, try why don't plants starve to death? This simple reframe transforms your content from facts to memorize into mysteries to solve. You're letting students' natural curiosity drive the discovery process, which is exactly how real innovators approach problems. Second, embrace the power of productive struggle. Research shows learning happens in that sweet spot just beyond our comfort zone. Present information gaps that students must bridge through discussion and exploration. Use what I call the reveal gradually method. Share partial data, let students hypothesize, then unveil more. This cognitive dissonance sparks the same mental processes that drive breakthrough thinking. Third, follow the 10-minute rule. Never talk for more than 10 minutes without student interaction. Build in think-pair-share moments, quick polls, or sketch breaks. Have students teach concepts back to each other. Suddenly they become co-instructors. Get them moving physically too. Have students stand and move to different corners based on their thinking. Let me share how this works in practice. A history teacher I know completely transformed her Civil War unit. Instead of listing battle dates and troop movements, she posed this challenge. You're Lincoln's advisor. How do you end this war with minimal casualties? Students worked in teams, analyzing real historical data and constraints, then pitched their strategies to the cabinet, their classmates. They had to defend their reasoning using evidence. The result? Students discovered historical complexities naturally and remembered content longer because they wrestled with the same problems Lincoln actually faced. Here's your Monday morning action step. Pick your next planned lecture and identify one moment where you can pause and ask, "What would you do?" Give students just 3 minutes to discuss their approach before you reveal what actually happened. This single shift moves students from passive recipients to active problem solvers. Start small. Even one interactive moment changes the entire classroom dynamic. Here's the bigger picture. Innovation isn't just about creating new products. It's about thinking flexibly when facing any challenge. When we transform lectures into collaborative problem-solving sessions, we're teaching students to approach every subject as an innovator would. These thinking habits transfer beautifully. The student who learns to question assumptions in science class becomes the adult who innovates in any field they enter. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Join the conversation with other educators exploring innovation. Connect with me on YouTube, Facebook, or X at The Innovation Prof, and share how you're teaching innovation in your own classroom.